We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. After the midday ag news, I had anticipation of talking to Jancy and her mother. I had two beautiful ladies coming in. Well, I've got a couple surprise guests in here also. Chad and Carter's here. So we got the whole Ripitoe family from down on Spring Creek Road here. So as soon as we get back from our midday ag news update, we'll be talking to them about 4-H, FFA, animals, and family. We will have later in the show beef breaking news in our second segment, and we'll be back to talk with the Ripitoe family on farming. We got some surprise stuff to put out about Chad since we're live on the radio and he's here, so I can tell whether he got mad or not. But before we get into that conversation, let's listen to the Midday Ag Report.
Hi, I'm Randy Ritter on First Oklahoma Ag. Well, changing the rules on inheritance taxes could end up being devastating for farmers and ranchers all around the country. The Agricultural and Food Policy Center at Texas A&M University has developed a study showing the impact of potential inheritance tax changes. American Farm Bureau economist Veronica Nye says the study looks at potential impacts of the Sensible Taxation and Equity Promotion, or STEP Act, and the 99.5% Act.
The STEP Act, announced by Senator Van Hollen, proposes to eliminate stepped-up basis on death of the owner. And the 99.5% Act, introduced by Senator Sanders, decreases the estate tax exemption down significantly from where it is today. This study looks at if those laws were to go into effect, what the impact would be on farmers and ranchers.
Nye says members of the House and Senate Ag Committees requested that study.
Certainly, the ag community has been very interested and involved in the discussions around potential changes to the tax code. So really, it was the culmination of the ag community being interested, expressing that interest through their grassroots efforts with their elected officials, and then those elected officials asking Texas A&M to take a look.
Both bills would be costly to farmers.
AFPC maintains a database of 94 representative farms in 30 states. And so this took a look at what the impact would be. And it found that if both the STEP Act and the 99.5% Act were simultaneously implemented, 92 of the 94 representative farms would be impacted, with additional tax liabilities incurred averaging $1.43 million per farm.
Farm Bureau economist Veronica Nye. This is First Oklahoma Ag.
Oklahomans know the value of a hard day's work. At Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance, we've protected generations of Oklahomans who start the day before the sun and don't come home until the work is finished. From livestock to equipment, we've got you covered. People you know, insurance you trust. Proudly serving Oklahomans for 75 years. Visit OKFBinsurance.com today to find an agent near you. Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Since 1924, INTL FC Stone Financial has been providing clients across the globe with a comprehensive range of customized financial services and tools to help protect margin and manage volatility. INTL FC Stone Financial is a pioneer in specialized financial services, opening markets for underserved mid-market clients with insight, guidance, and access. Contact INTL FC Stone Financial at 1-800-255-6381. INTL FC Stone Financial.
Despite a global slowdown in 2020 brought on by COVID-19, agricultural lending by U.S. farm banks remained strong at $98.6 billion, just a 1.8% drop from the previous year. The American Bankers Association's annual Farm Bank Performance Report attributes the change to a 6.7% decline in ag production loans. By contrast, the outstanding loans secured by farmland increased 2.1% to $56.7 billion. The report says rising costs, supply production bottlenecks,
Price volatility and a significant increase in federal cash payments depressed demand for agricultural production loans in 2020. Government payments also helped producers pay down existing loan balances. The chief economist for the ABA says farm banks have remained healthy over the past
year. The Day in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. And before we get started, if you guys have any questions you want to ask our guest, I don't take call-ins on this show. Just there's a reason why I don't. But anyway, you can text it in to 580-225-9697. That's the KECO text line. And let us have your feedback if you want to ask a question. But now I'm going to introduce my guest today. I have the whole Ripitole family, Chad, Janae, Jancy, and Carter here. And we're going to start with Jancy. And by the way, welcome to everybody for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. It's a pleasure to be here on 96.5 this morning. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Jancy Ripitole. I'm 16 years old, and I'll be a junior at Merritt High School this upcoming school year.
Good. And what's your plans after college or after high school?
After high school, I plan to become a physical therapist. I want to go to OSU and do physical therapy school there.
Cool. Well, let's start with why you got into 4-H, or was you forced?
I was kind of forced. Dad came home one day and he said, "I think we should show pigs," and there was no say. And then after that, I started when I was 9 years old, and I've been showing ever since.
Do you like it?
Yes,
I know you're good at it. I've seen you at the stock shows, and when you get your game face on, you don't care if Carter's throwing stuff at you. You ignore him.
Yeah.
You're good because you've won a lot of awards with your showmanship, correct?
Yes.
Can you tell me about any of them?
Yes. Showmanship is where the judge doesn't really judge your pig, but it shows how you present them and how you show them. I've won showmanship at county, I think, 4 times now. I've won showmanship at other jackpots. And showmanship is not most of the reason, but part of the reason sometimes why your pig places so good in a class, and it's part of the reason why your pig can win a show as well.
Because you care about what you're doing and what your pig's doing, correct?
Correct.
How old was you when you joined 4-H?
When I joined 4-H, I think I was 9 years old. Yep.
And now you're showing an FFA, right? Okay. And that started when you was a freshman, or is that right?
Yep. Freshman.
This new school deal. I'm old fashioned, all right? So anyway, I was in junior high and high school, not middle school and high school. So what has been your favorite accomplishment?
My favorite accomplishment was last October. We not only exhibited, but also raised the Reserve Grand Champion Barra at the American Royal Show in Kansas City.
And that's a big show.
It is a national show.
Yeah, it's a big show. Congratulations,
Thank
too.
You.
I know I've told you that, but I'm telling you again. So what has been your biggest one? Not your favorite. Was that your biggest one also?
That was also my biggest one. My favorite one would have had to have been last year's Southwest Oklahoma Show Pig Series.
At Carnegie?
Locally. It is a 5-show series hosted out here in Southwest Oklahoma. I placed so well at each show that I ended up in the points being the reserve overall Barra in that series.
Oh, great. I didn't know that.
Yep.
I thought I kept up with you, but I guess I didn't. Sorry. Anyway, congratulations
Thank
again.
Thank you.
So you guys have a breeding hog operation, swine operation on your farm. What's it called?
It's called Spring Creek Genetics, and our breeding partner is Jared Brown out of Elk City.
Who's your other partner?
My lovely dad.
Your lovely dad. Chad, get up here. And so tell us, there's a lot of people out there that don't realize, just like the other day with Jimmy Taylor on here, they do DNA tests on their cattle. And that helps him get to where he wants to be all the time. And there's no culling going on. They just do it. What does you guys' breeding program consist of? Do you AI? Do you use boards for breeding? What do you do?
We AI all of our sales.
Okay.
We're running 18 now, I think. I think we've got 14 of them that's bred this time. But yes, it's all AI. Jared's actually the mastermind on the breeding program. He's the one that calls the shots on what we breed to and when we do it.
Well, you brought up something right before the show started that I'm going to start with you. You've been working very hard here. You've been working hard since I've met you. You're never goofing off. You've always worked hard with your pigs. And your dad said something that earlier that kind of broke him up a little bit, and I don't blame him because I'm kind of the same way. But, Chad, what's she been doing for you lately?
Well, everybody knows we've been in the field. And she's took a big load. I'm proud of her.
Yep.
There's 15 pens in that barn. She's got 13 inside right now. 14 or 15 outside. I go through there for about 30 minutes a day right now, if that.
Looking at things.
It's all been on her shoulders the last month.
Jancy, it's not as easy as going out there and watering your hogs, feeding your hogs. There's more to it.
Right.
And everybody's got to know it's not a 30-minute job a day.
No, it's not.
It's not like you got one pig, because you got how many in there?
13.
And give us a step-by-step. And for everybody that's just joining us, we're on Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, and I have the Ripto family in here, Chad, Janae, Jancy, and Carter. And they have a farming operation. They own oil field companies. They are part of oil field companies. And they have a hog breeding company going on, farming operation going there. They do it all. They do a lot. Cotton, peanuts, rye, you name it. And I can tell you right now, Chad is the one that's not bashful about hitting, helping you with your operation. So he's always helping everybody else too. And I know this for a fact. But that's who's on the show right now, if you just joined us. And we're going to continue this conversation for a little bit, and then we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to the other half of the family, the fun half. So it sounds like Jancy and Chad work too much, so we're going to Janae and Carter. So tell us how your day starts and how it ends.
Okay, my day starts sometimes at 6:30, depending on the weather. I walk at 6:30 in the morning if it's supposed to be hot that day, but if not, I can walk whenever. I try to have my stock fed no later than 9 a.m. in the morning. I'm out there at least by 1 o'clock, and I'll spend at least 3 hours out there washing, blowing, tanning, and cleaning pens, and then I go back out there around 7:30 or 8 to feed and walk again.
Cool. Yeah, that's a full day for a young lady like that. And I've been by there before, and she doesn't sit still very, very often. So, but Chad, do you want to add anything on to the genetics for the Spring Creek genetics?
Yeah, you know, there's nothing easy about it. And we've been very fortunate to have, of course, she talked about Raise the Barra that we took to Kansas City. And then we had also raised one that won the Dark Cross division in Houston in 18. And you know, it's been an adventure, and we like it.
Oh yeah, I know you guys do. You eat it up. The whole family eats it up. I don't know about Carter, but he's too busy. He learned how to fish, and that might have been his downfall. So
you know, we couldn't do it without a lot of support. I got friends that live down there by us. When we hit the road with the trailer, you know, Jimmy Clark and Bradley and several of them guys.
Palto.
They've all, you know, I'll be on the road and the irrigation go down, but all of you's been helped us out.
Oh, yeah, and you've helped me out, and I'm not bashful about saying that. So do you guys sell private treaty, or you have an online sale? How do you guys do that?
We've been doing private treaty. We had an auction out at Merritt at the new ag facility with Mollet Genetics, and done a live auction there. And then we do a bid board. We haven't done it online. You know, we just stayed away from it. I don't know what we'll do in the future, but we sell a lot private treaty, or we just have an auction at the farm. That's what we've done this time.
So do you guys have a website, or is it getting a hold of you?
We have a Facebook page.
All right. And what's that Facebook page?
It's Spring Creek Genetics.
All right. So if you guys listening out there, any of you guys interested in any of the hogs that they raise, because they are good. I've been there. I've seen them, and they take care of them. Just get on their page and get a hold of them. And right now we're going to take a break and listen to Beef News. So this is It's Today in Ag on KECO.
Hi, folks. Calvin Wright, Beef Industry News, and coming up, RCAF, concentration and globalization behind cattle market issues. We'll explain in a moment.
Cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. That's why you battle resistant weeds with guts and determination. BASF helps you win with the most effective in-season weed control program on the market. The powerhouse trio of Ingenia, Liberty, and Outlook are best-in-class post-herbicides, each with a different mode of action, so weeds don't stand a chance. Protect your calling at cottonweedcontrol.com. Ingenia, Liberty, and Outlook herbicides, made for this. Ingenia herbicide is a U.S. EPA-restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label directions.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the freshest lineup of SUVs in America for everyone. Because the SUVs of the future aren't built for a few. They're built for America. Ford SUVs, drive one today. Based on AutoSource Incorporated data obtained on 10-5-20. Visit your Oklahoma Ford dealer to take advantage of great offers available now on Ford Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Choose from low financing and big cash rebates. See your best in Oklahoma Ford dealer today.
As the U.S. Senate Ag Committee focused on potential cattle market manipulation this week, RCAF USA says concentration and globalization are the core problems. A separate from the committee hearing, RCAF submitted comments to USDA this week, responding to a request for input on transforming America's food system. RCAF, Ranchers Cattlemen's Action Legal Fund, United Stockgrowers of America, points out four multinational beef packers control 85% of the fed cattle market and 80% of the boxed beef market. Now, the comments explain, quote, they've now consolidated their control over both supply side and demand side, end quote. To address this, RCAF's first recommendation for reversing the effects of globalization is to require all beef sold in America to be labeled with a country of origin label. Doing so, according to RCAF, consumers can begin making purchasing choices between foreign beef and domestic.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Welcome back, everybody. I have the Ripitole family here, Chad, Janae, Jancy, and Carter. Ripitole. And we are talking about hogs, farming, cotton, peanuts, cattle, what it takes to be the oldest on the farm, and it's a she, Jancy, what she's got to do every day to work, to take care of them hogs that they got. They have cattle everywhere also, and they got farms all over the place. But I'm getting ready to talk to the backbone in the family, Miss Janae.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good for now.
Good for now. You're raising two kids, and you have lots of dogs. Cattle, farming, peanuts, rye, cotton, hog farm.
Yep.
What else? What am I missing?
I have a Chad.
Yeah. Speaking of Chad, I want to ask you a question about Chad. What was your thoughts, first thoughts, not your all your thoughts, but your first thoughts when you found out your husband become an overnight social media hero when he stopped the tornado chasers out here on 152 during the Elk City tornado?
Oh my gosh, my first thoughts. Well, back when that happened, I actually was not a big Facebooker.
Right.
And so I was getting texts from some family and some friends like, hey, what's up with Chad? Is Chad okay? And I'm like, well, I mean, the weather's bad, so of course he's not here. I don't know what's going on. And I think it was my sister finally said, you need to get on Facebook and look at this. And so I pulled it up. And, of course, my first reaction was, oh, my gosh. But, you know, it's not the first shenanigan that Chad's ever pulled on me. It won't be the last. And I don't know, even know when that happened, 3 or 4 years ago. And still,
It was
all the time.
Four years ago, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, people all the time still ask me about it. And I think he has some friends that still like to shoot him the little Facebook picture of him ever kind of random.
But I have a JPEG made to make T-shirts for the fifth anniversary.
So I think someone even made him a special tag for one of his pickups. I'm not sure. Yeah. It's...
Oh, by the way, before I forget, Chad's even the fire chief, local fire chief at a local volunteer at Carter.
Yes.
So he's got that on his resume, too.
Yeah.
So
he takes a lot of pride in that. He puts a lot of time into it.
They do good, too.
Yeah.
That's a good deal. Even my wife, him and Sandy, kind of have this relationship here, the fist bump relationship.
Yeah.
They do such a good job Carter.
He leaves me at home during tornado season with my two children, but he's pretty good to at least give me a radio so I know what's going on.
Cool. Well, tell us about being the mom of this operation.
The mom. Well, it's...
We'll save the wife for last.
It's not easy. My kids are pretty cooperative. It just takes a lot of time management as far as their activities and who's got to be here and there, and we got to be home in time to walk pigs or feed dogs or pick up dad, and you know, you just...
Because I forgot, Jancy's not only in 4-H and FFA, she's in sports too, right?
Yes, she's the softball girl.
Yep.
So I just have to spend most of my time looking at least 2 weeks down the calendar to see what we have to do now in order to do what we need to do in 2 weeks. And
then your family's
from Butler. My family's from Butler. So
that's really not all that far. It's
not too far from home, but it's far enough where you kind of have to plan a day to go visit. But you just, I don't know, you just got to shout the orders and keep them in line, and everybody's got to pull their part. And for the most part, both of them do.
Really?
Most of the time.
Really?
Most of the time. Yeah.
What's it like with Carter now that he's learned to fish?
I don't see Carter a lot now that he's learned to fish.
Have we been doing any river fishing?
Not yet.
Not yet? You want to go in the morning to the fishing derby?
Yes, I would.
You are? Yeah. Well, we'll get you there. Unless your mom had something planned for you. If she did, I'm not going to get involved.
She probably don't.
Oh, okay. Did you ask her?
I told you can go with Jimmy.
Jimmy's got to come get you. You can go.
So I know helping you guys, like last fall, for instance, in peanut harvest, you were coming out there, you and Jancy, or all three of you were out there one time or another. You kept us fed in the field.
Yes.
And that's just one of your jobs. So what do you do, like, when they're planting peanuts and stuff, are they, is Chad and Coulter and all them on their own, or do you help out?
Well, now that we are fortunate enough to have Coulter, I don't have to actually help out in the field as much. I'm more of the parts getter. Hey, we got to move fields, or take us after pickups, bring the diesel tank, and food and tea. As long as I keep them fed, they're usually pretty happy.
If you guys joined us late, we have the Riptoe family, Chad, Janae, Jancy, and Carter here, and we're talking farm life with the kids, and we're talking 4-H and FFA with Jancy, Carter. I'm getting ready to talk fishing with him because that seems like to be eating his brain up here lately. And during the winter, I seen him out there filling deer feeders up, so I know what he was doing out there. I don't know if he was actually hunting them or chasing them. Which were you doing? Both? You were doing both. But anyway, so if you're joining us, that's who's with us here on KCO. What do you guys, now this is for all of you. So what's farm life for you guys?
I'm going to start on that. You know, we're fortunate we can raise our kids where we raise our kids at and be involved in the activities we're involved in and be surrounded by the people that we're surrounded by. You know, you can take a 30-mile circle where we live, and any neighbor at any time will come and help anybody. That's what we are, and that's what we do. But, you know, I wouldn't have it any other way. Surrounded by good people, raise your kids,
Farm and ranch life are different, and there's a lot of people that don't understand it, and there's a lot of people that do. I'm the youngest of 10, and I'm 59, and my oldest sister's birthday is tomorrow, and she's 90. So I have two brothers and sisters, which the two brothers are gone now, but they were born and raised there in the Dust Bowl. They picked cotton north of Hammond, and that's the way they were raised. And I, unfortunately, because I regret not being able to be raised on a farm, but I ended up on a farm. And I worked on a farm, and I still work on a farm, and I help out my neighbors whenever they want me around to help. But farm life's different. It can be cruel at times.
Very.
And it can be good at times, too.
Yes.
It's just like Chad touched on. You take a circle within 30 miles, 25 miles of your farms, and there's a handful of guys that you can depend on to be there. I mean,
yep.
Last year, was it last year or the year before when Larry died?
Just this past year?
No, it'd be 2 years ago this September.
Yeah.
Oh, neighbor Larry, yes.
Larry Thomas died, passed away down on Spring Creek Road there, South Carter, in the Willow area. And I don't remember, Chad, how many people showed up with tractors, peanut thrashers, grain bins, diggers. It was unreal. It made the news in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I mean, it was a... Well, there was some guys at Delhi that was in their field, and they just picked their stuff up and showed up.
Yep.
I mean, just drove out of theirs, but it was, I don't know, there's a picture somewhere. There was probably 25 or 30, and I mean, everybody just quit what they was doing and showed up.
Yeah, and gave up what they were doing with their crops or cattle or whatever, and come over there and showed up and thrashed and took care of the peanut harvest for the Thomases.
Yeah.
And because Larry was way too young to be gone. He's the same age as me, or actually was a year younger than me. But that's what farm and ranch life's about. And it's not all politics and bad stuff. It's hard stuff. It's good stuff. But, Janae, what's your take on
farm life?
Farm life.
Farm life. It's not for everyone, especially women or being a woman. I think it's something that you have to have been raised in, and I was raised a farm kid.
Right.
Because you don't have a husband that comes home at 5 o'clock every day, and then you get to go out and have a backyard barbecue, whatever. You don't have weekends off where you can, take off for a couple of days and go to the city. That's not how it is. I mean, he leaves 7 o'clock every morning, and if he comes home early during the summer, it's 10 o'clock. It's usually midnight. You have to learn how to be by yourself quite a bit.
Right.
You have to learn how to do things for yourself a lot.
Yeah, because you're a very good landscaper.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mow. I don't think he's ever mowed in the 17 years I've been married to him, but...
Well, I didn't mean to throw that up.
Yeah. She don't know that I got her lawnmower mowed.
No, I saw him mowing the rye with my lawnmower.
I mowed in front of the grain bins night before last, and it's going to have a new set of blades put on it.
Yeah, it was bad. No, I think for farm wives, you have to be very independent. Just daily things. Because,
right.
They're not around to kill your snakes. That's where Carter comes in, or to doctor your gophers or change the blades on your lawnmower. It's not for everyone. If you're wanting to take 2 or 3 vacations in the summer, it's not going to happen.
No, it's the worst time.
No. And for us, I had someone a while back ask me when our downtime was, and I was like, what is that?
It's not.
I mean, we get done planting the peanuts, and it's time to start cutting the rye and watering the peanuts. And, then it's time to start digging the peanuts and then thrashing the peanuts. And then it's time for the cotton. Well, winter's here. Now you got to start feeding.
And it's deer season also.
Yeah.
We got to have deer season.
And we're squeezing football and softball and cheerleading and family and holidays and, But Chad and I are very, we're always on the go. We're busybodies. So yeah. I guess it doesn't really...
It's just everyday life for you.
Yeah, it's every day. I mean, we have time to enjoy it. We've got the pool put up this summer, and we we go to the lakes sometimes. We're really, really hoping it's going to rain, so maybe we can shut the water off for a few
piece
days
of advice,
and go to the lake.
Piece of advice for you on the pool.
Yeah.
Fish. I could see him putting fish in there.
Yeah.
He's asked if he could.
Yeah, how he already has.
Yeah, yeah.
I could see him trying out a new topwater lure or something.
Yeah.
So, no. Jancy, would you trade your life for any other kind of style?
Without a doubt, no.
Cool.
No.
Great answer. Carter, you ready? Sure. Put that mic over there. What's your favorite thing to do now?
Fish.
What kind of fishing?
Mostly bass. Bass fishing.
Have you got a bunch of ponds? Or are you over at Hex? That's cheating, you know that, right? So, I know your dad's had you down at Lugard, fishing in the boat, trolling mm-hmm. for walleye?
Walleye, sand bass, all them, yeah.
Did you catch anything besides walleye and sand bass while trolling?
No.
So you're happy?
Yeah.
You gonna be up in the morning when I come by and get you?
I'll be waiting.
We'll see. Well, anyway, guys, thank you for being here. This is fun. We're gonna do a 4-H and FFA student or family. Tried to do it every Friday, and this was our first Friday with the Ripto family: Chad, Janae, Jancy, and Carter. And thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. You guys have a great day. We're going to go to break, and I'll be right back with your weather update.
Beef Break Even, your daily look at the cattle industry. Brought to you by Blue and Gold Sausage, serving Oklahoma's fundraising needs for 50 years.
Cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. That's why you battle resistant weeds with guts and determination. BASF helps you win with the most effective in-season weed control program on the market. The powerhouse trio of Ingenia, Liberty, and Outlook are best-in-class post-herbicides, each with a different mode of action, so weeds don't stand a chance. Protect your calling at cottonweedcontrol.com. Ingenia, Liberty, and Outlook herbicides, made for this. Ingenia herbicide is a U.S. EPA-restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label directions.
Dairy work doesn't have to be demanding, not with the 700 and 800 Vario series from Fendt. They're your do-it-all dairy tractor. Pick one out and mate it up with a variety of attachments, and you'll make even the toughest chores feel easy. Hay mowing, bale grabbing, manure hauling, planting, seeding, and tillage work, these tractors do it all. Take the hassle out of your dairy work with the Fendt 700 and 800 Vario series. Visit us at Livingston Machinery in Chickasha and Fairview for the service you've come to expect 24/7.
Hello, folks. Calvin Wright, Beef Breakeven. Disagreements on the causes, solutions, and needs topped U.S. House and Senate ag hearings Wednesday concerning cattle market transparency and pricing and farm safety net needs. Cattle market experts disagreed about the causes and solutions for how cattle prices and high beef prices have led to a deluge of producer complaints, a federal probe of pricing, and several bills in Congress. Kansas producer and NCBA member Mark Gardner blamed the pandemic, the JBS ransomware attack, and the Holcomb, Kansas fire for a lack of processing capacity.
This caused an unprecedented drop in cattle prices while simultaneously leading to a record rise in beef prices, all driven by pure economic market principles.
But Justin Tripper, vice president of the U.S. Cattlemen's Association, disagreed, blaming packer concentration instead.
If the only way we can make money is if there is less cattle than there is shackle space. That's their theory, that shackle space is the only thing that can determine whether we can be profitable. And I respectfully definitely disagree. But we need more players in the marketplace, and competition is huge.
Here's Rabobank's Dustin Aaron.
The imbalance of excess market-ready cattle supplies in the face of reduced operational packing capacity has put downward pressure on cattle prices. Meanwhile, consumer demand for beef and all animal protein has reached record levels, fueled by pandemic stockpiling, increased and reallocated consumer income, and more recently, restaurant reopenings, not to mention export demand.
Beef Break Even, your daily look at the cattle industry. Brought to you by Blue and Gold Sausage, serving Oklahoma's fundraising needs for 50 years.
Cotton isn't a crop, it's a calling. That's why you battle resistant weeds with guts and determination. BASF helps you win with the most effective in-season weed control program on the market. The powerhouse trio of Ingenia, Liberty, and Outlook are best-in-class post-herbicides, each with a different mode of action, so weeds don't stand a chance. Protect your calling at cottonweedcontrol.com. Ingenia, Liberty, and Outlook herbicides, made for this. Ingenia herbicide is a U.S. EPA-restricted use pesticide. Always read and follow label directions.
Dairy work doesn't have to be demanding, not with the 700 and 800 Vario series from Fendt. They're your do-it-all dairy tractor. Pick one out and mate it up with a variety of attachments, and you'll make even the toughest chores feel easy. Hay mowing, bale grabbing, manure hauling, planting, seeding, and tillage work, these tractors do it all. Take the hassle out of your dairy work with the Fendt 700 and 800 Vario series. Visit us at Livingston Machinery in Chickasha and Fairview for the service you've come to expect 24/7.
Hello, folks. Calvin Wright. Beef break-even. Disagreements on the causes, solutions, and needs topped U.S. House and Senate ag hearings Wednesday concerning cattle market transparency and pricing and farm safety net needs. Cattle market experts disagreed about the causes and solutions for how cattle prices and high beef prices have led to a deluge of producer complaints, a federal probe of pricing, and several bills in Congress. Kansas producer and NCBA member Mark Gardner blamed the pandemic, the JBS ransomware attack, and the Holcomb, Kansas fire for a lack of processing capacity.
This caused an unprecedented drop in cattle prices while simultaneously leading to a record rise in beef prices, all driven by pure economic market principles.
But Justin Tripper, vice president of the U.S. Cattlemen's Association, disagreed, blaming packer concentration instead.
If the only way we can make money is if there is less cattle than there is shackle space. That's their theory, that shackle space is the only thing that can determine whether we can be profitable. And I respectfully definitely disagree. But we need more players in the marketplace, and competition is huge.
Who's Rabobank's Dustin Aaron.
The imbalance of excess market-ready cattle supplies in the face of reduced operational packing capacity has put downward pressure on cattle prices. Meanwhile, consumer demand for beef and all animal protein has reached record levels, fueled by pandemic stockpiling, increased and reallocated consumer income, and more recently, restaurant reopenings, not to mention export demand.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Welcome back. That was a great conversation with the Ripitope family. Yes, they're dear friends of mine, but it just shows you what goes on out there on the farming and ranching. Not everything's biscuits and gravy out there. It's a hard life, but people got to do it. That's they feed the world. The weather after today looks wet. Today looks like it's going to be in the 90s. Rain chances tonight are 60% tonight, or 60%. 70% chance in the morning with a high of 85. 30 to 60% chance of rain through next Friday with temperatures in the 70s and 80s. Tuesday's high is 74 degrees.
Woo! Woo! I like that.
I like it. Man, it's great. Give my garden a little relief. Great looking forecast. Rye harvest will be slowed up, but we need the rain. Hopefully nobody has any hay down. Aerial flood watches are already out for our listening area. Some models are showing 2 to 7 inches, so get ready for some wet weather. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO, and we'll be right back.
Hey, folks, Calvin Wright, First Oklahoma Ag. Let's check the midday markets Friday. Live cattle June down 52, 122.30. August down 77, 121.85. Feeder cattle August up 67, 157.82. September up 82, 160.02. Lean hogs July up 67 at 100.70. August up 105 at 99.75. July corn down 17 and a quarter, 636. September down 15 and a half, 533, three quarters. Kansas City wheat, July, down 5 1/4 at $6.75. September, down 5 at $6.09 1/2. Chicago wheat, July, down 13 3/4, $6.37 1/2. September, down 10 3/4, $6.41. October cotton up 52 points, 88.05. December up 46, 87.19. July soybeans down 28 3/4, 13.42 1/2. August down 26 3/4, 13.07 1/4. Crude oil August up 60 cents at 73.90. September up 52 at 73.15. We'll check some cattle auction numbers here in a moment.
Cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. That's why you battle resistant weeds with guts and determination. BASF helps you win with the most effective in-season weed control program on the market. The powerhouse trio of Ingenia, Liberty, and Outlook are best-in-class post-herbicides, each with a different mode of action, so weeds don't stand a chance. Protect your calling at cottonweedcontrol.com. Ingenia, Liberty, and Outlook herbicides. Made for this. Ingenia herbicide is a U.S. EPA-restricted use pesticide. Always read and follow label directions.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the Ford F-Series for everyone. America's best-selling trucks for 44 years straight. Because the trucks of the future are built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2020 calendar year total sales. Visit your Oklahoma Ford dealer to take advantage of great offers available now on Ford F-150, Ranger, and Super Duty. Choose from low financing and big cash rebates. See your best in Oklahoma Ford dealer today.
The Apache Auction, weighted average report for June 24th. Slaughter cattle this week, 249, last reported 324, last year 141. Feeder cattle this week, 1,514, last reported 1,456, last year 1,876. Replacement cattle this week, 56, last reported 48, last year 54. Compared to last week, feeder steers, $3 lower. Feeder heifer studied, $5 lower. Steer and heifer calves not tested. Quality good to attractive with good demand. Slaughter cows, $1 to $2 lower. Slaughter bulls steady. Total of 305 cows and bulls sold, 82% going to Packard.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. For sale last Tuesday, June the 22nd, we sold 1,002 cows, bulls, and kids. Thursday, June the 24th, we sold 3,565 kids and feeders for a total of 4,567 cows for the week. Tuesday, better killing cows bring 70 up to 81.50, with our thin cows bringing 51 to 69.5. Bulls bring 78 to 105. 3 to 4 year old open cows to breed 73.50 to 78, with our 2 to 4 year old bred cows 8.75 to 10.75. 5 to 8 year old bred cows 900 to 11.25, with our better 2 to 4 year old pairs 17.85 to 22.75, with our 5 to 8 year old pairs 10.85 to 15.25, 9 and older pairs 1200 to 1300. Hunter steer cattle, 350 to 4-weight steers, 170 to 174, 5 to 550, 155 to 166, 6 to 650, 151 to 162, 7 to 750, 140 to 153.5, 8 to 850, 137 to 147.50, 9 to 950 steers, 128 to 140, 1,050 pound steers, 123.5 to 134.50, and 11 to 1150 steers, 120 to 121. Hunter heifers, 350 to 4-weight heifers, 147 to 164, 5 to 550, 130 to 151, 75, 6 to 650, 135 to 147, 7 to 750 heifers, 136 to 142, with their 8 to 850 heifers, 125 to 133, 75, 9 to 950, 111 to 126, and 1,050 pound heifers, 113.50 to 115.50. For this Tuesday, June the 29th, we will have 45 bred cows pairs, another 25 pair. We also got 6 pair that are 2 years old, more by sale time. That'll be our last sale. We will break for a week. After that, no sales Thursday, July the 1st, and no sale Tuesday, July the 6th. So the help can take their family on vacation. Thanks again, Jerry Nine and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Yeah, I'm wound up all right. Hey, I have another guest in the studio.
What?
My mender. Is it minner or mentor?
Minnow. Tomorrow I'm your minnow. Minner.
Minner tomorrow.
Out at Ackley Park. Out at Ackley Park. Hey, no kidding. Jimmy talked about it with Carter, and hopefully Carter will get to be there. But Mom and Dad, we want you to bring all your kids to Ackley Park at Elk City tomorrow for the 7th annual KECO Cool 94 Kids Fishing Derby. It's for kids 15 and under. We've got like 12 to 15 big fish. That'll be specially tagged fish in Ackley Park. If the kids catch them, $100.
Cash.
$100 cash.
Cash.
How about that? It's tomorrow morning, 8 till noon, fish for free. They don't even have to bring a fishing pole. If you've got one, bring it. If not, Department of Wildlife will be there to give you a brief class and to lend you a fishing pole. That's tomorrow morning. Thanks to all our great sponsors. We want to see all the kids tomorrow morning.
And Lieutenant James.
Lieutenant James! Lieutenant James!
Well, I got my first week out of the way.
You did well. And you had a lot of guests on this week, which is great. Next week, who's going to be on your show?
Next week, Monday, will be Jimmy Music of the Music Farms from around down Sentinel Way. Mm-hmm. And then Tuesday, Lacey Swope from Channel 9 News. And it's not just going to be a weather update. She's calling in, and we're having a chit-chat. And then Wednesday, we got Kathy Fowler with Fowler Insurance. And then Thursday is open right now because I'm trying to find that family that's not on vacation to come in. And Friday is the OSU Extension Office will be here.
Man, another full week. And hey, if you're out there and you know somebody who you think would be a great guest, text us and let us know. The KECO text line is 225-9697. If there's somebody you think, man, this man or woman or child or teacher, whoever, would be great, would be interesting to talk about agriculture, let Jimmy Clark
agriculture
know.
Agriculture is huge. Mm-hmm. You might think you know everybody, but you don't.
Hey.
Go ahead.
You and Chad were talking about something, and I have to confess I'm ignorant on this. What's the story with him and the storm chasers 4 years ago?
So, during the storm, when the tornado come across 152 before it went down Merritt Road towards the golf course, this, you know how storm chasers are. They're out there. They're going to get in the middle of it. They're going to put their little things out there, yeah, like the movie Twister. But anyway, there was power lines down across 152, mm, and Chad knew it. Elk City had one in, Carter had the other in, and these guys went around their barricade. Well, Chad chased them down. And I'm not going to repeat what he was saying when he was pounding on that tornado chaser's hood, but it wasn't good. And this guy, that night, the tornado chaser put out, how unrespectful, who would have a fire chief that's that unrespectful? He saved their life.
Ooh.
And wow, so it got blowed out. But anyway, the storm chaser ended up having to take that video down off social media.
Really?
Yeah, he thought he was going to get paid big bucks because they go off views, clicks. And so, but we're not going to let it die down.
All right. Thanks for clearing that up. I appreciate that.
Got anything else, boss?
That's it, man. Good job. First week under your belt. We're looking forward to next week. Great job, Jimmy.
Yeah, thank you very much. All to the do, I got a great team here.
Yeah, we do.
And so, anyway, join us next week, and I hope you enjoyed this first week. And that's all I have for you this week. So have a great weekend, and God bless.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
When people ask, tell them it's today's best country. 96.5 KECO.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Join us at Pioneer Cellular and get 6 months of freedom. This means that your service is free for the rest of the year. From June 21st to July 2nd, come and